When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What's up, everyone? Welcome in. This is Game Time Decisions here on Sports Grid. Adam Kaufman with you for the next couple hours. I will not be alone. We have so many Sports Grid regulars that are coming your way between now and 8 o'clock Eastern. James Young, coach, will join us for some NBA and WNBA talk because, of course, the WNBA Finals underway. And that series between the Lynx and the Liberty is now a best of three. We've got some Paul George news in the NBA concerning the Sixers, so we'll get into all of that with Coach coming up in just a little bit. There'll be a good balance of baseball and hockey talk tonight and a few different people to hit on it. George Kurtz, Joe Maddon, Tom Vecchio, they will all hop on over the course of this program. Of course, with baseball, it's not like it's been, right? I mean, we don't have a dozen games to talk about. It's just the one tonight, and then there's another tomorrow. Of course, you can see the postseason grid on your screen. We're down to the final four. We're into the AL and NL championship series in the American League. It is in the Bronx tonight. The Yankees, after taking game one of their set against the Cleveland Guardians last night, they will play game two tonight. The Guardians, nice plus money opportunity, trying to even up that set. Gerrit Cole on the mound opposite Tanner Bibee. So we will find out the best way to bet that game. Any player props, of course, a look at the sides, the totals, all of that stuff. We'll explore that tonight with a trio of guests. We will talk hockey. We have nine games on the ice tonight, so those should be some interesting ones. Some heavy, heavy favorites in the NHL. Not too much in the way of just your typical pick'em games. I mean, there's a lot that's like minus 150 or even longer. So plenty of opportunities to jump on the plus money dogs if that is something that you want to do. A lot of favorites, though, a lot of home favorites as well. So like I said, Joe, Tom, George, they will all hop on the program to discuss that with us. We will have a lot of NFL as well. What an NFL day it has been. Dave Sharapan, he's going to hop on the Sportsbook Consigliere a little bit later on, spend about a half hour with us before his show later on tonight. That'll be fun. And Adam Kaplan, who is an analyst here on Sports Grid, among other places, he will join us as well for all the news and notes coming out of Week 6. But I think the biggest stuff coming out of Week 6 is really what's in front of us in Week 7. You know, people like to talk about Overreaction Monday, right? Well, what is this? Like Chaos Tuesday or just teams going haywire Tuesday, because there is activity across the league. Let's start with the absolute smallest story that really doesn't deserve or warrant anything more than a footnote. I just figure it's a good little introductory piece. The NFL owners have made official what Patriots fans have known for about 20, 25 years, and that is Tom Brady is now an owner of the Raiders. So there's that. And he has all sorts of restrictions as a broadcaster that he is going to deal with. But really what we care about is the offseason movement, or what would be typically offseason movement, in-season movement here, big in-season movement on the field. So it really stems in large part from what happened last night. Monday Night Football, a wild game a frustrating game if you were on the under, because we saw, you know, damn near 40 points in the opening half between the Bills and Jets, and then nothing more than a couple of field goals and a litany of missed kicks in the second half. Winds up being a 43-point final with a 23-20 win for the Bills against the Jets. Third straight loss for the Jets, and the division in the AFC East, it is all sorts of obviously clustered together. You got the Bills at 4-2, the Dolphins sandwiched at number 2 at 2-3, and then the Jets at 2-4. And so the Jets, no surprise. I mean, it's just really, we talk about it in the NBA all the time with LeBron James pulling the strings behind the scenes. Aaron Rodgers is really no better. First, after that London loss, he orchestrates the firing of Robert Saleh. He's gone. Fine. You get a change in the offensive coordinator as well, at least in terms, not in the title, but responsibility, the play calling. Now it's Todd Downing, the quarterback coach, no longer Nathaniel Hackett. Fine. They go out, they still lose. Again, offensive problems. So Rodgers says, well, obviously Garrett Wilson is not going to be enough. I need my old buddy, the disgruntled receiver from Las Vegas, Devontae Adams, back here, my old Green Bay running mate. And so the Jets overnight, even though Rodgers claims he had nothing to do with it, he basically found out about it, listening to him earlier today on the McAfee show, which, oh, by the way, Devontae Adams was present for, did a nice little, pop into the background on that Zoom call, shows himself. Those two just been hanging out all day, flew in overnight, even before the deal was official. Those guys are doing interviews together about how excited they are to play together. So he'll come in. Bummer if you're a fantasy owner for Garrett Wilson, because this is definitely going to impact his target share. And my God, if you happen to be someone that had Alan Lazard in deeper leagues, you're going to feel this one as well. Ty Conklin already took himself a hit last night. Breece Hall may be limited in the receiving game just a bit, because you got to make room to keep Devontae happy. And we already saw it to some degree, a pretty heavy degree actually, with Lazard in terms of Rodgers keeping his guys happy and going with his personal safety and security blankets. What do you think is going to happen with Devontae Adams? Tell you this, no more 20 target games for Garrett Wilson. Hell, we may not see any more dozen target games for Garrett Wilson, because now it's going to be Devontae seeing the ball 10, 12 times a game at least, as Rodgers likes to try and get this, you know, ship back on course, because it has just been an absolute disaster. And as we know, he is not getting any younger. Very excited to talk about this with Sharapan later, obviously Kaplan among others. Maybe we'll mix it in with Kurtz or Vecchio, big NFL people, Joe as well. We could sprinkle a story like this on all throughout the show, because it is absolutely fascinating, but also embarrassing that Rodgers can just do whatever he wants and just continues to be, I don't want to say blame-free, because I think plenty of people like me, probably like you out there watching or listening, you feel the same way, but certainly in the Rodgers camp, if you ask Aaron himself, I mean, he's calling out Mike Williams after the game for running the wrong route and all. I mean, the guy is not bearing any responsibility for this absolute Titanic-level disaster that we are seeing in the Meadowlands. But what I do appreciate in the chaos that is the NFL is that the Bills, even after their win, even leading the AFC East right now, even with Josh Allen, who is in the MVP conversation, was pretty firmly anyway to start the year. Maybe it's ticked off just a little bit over the last couple of weeks. They reacted. Shortly after the Devontae Adams trade, the Bills go out and announce that they have acquired Amari Cooper from the Cleveland Browns. Now, this is a disaster as well of a situation in Cleveland. They should be moving on from everybody, most especially the man with perhaps the worst contract in NFL history, definitely the worst contract that exists today, Deshaun Watson. What a menace to society, both on and off the field, this dude has been over the course of his tenure in Cleveland. The old Houston Texans Deshaun Watson is nowhere to be found. We haven't seen him in years. The fact that he can't get anything going, still hasn't even passed for 200 yards in a single game in 2024. My God, blow it up, bench him, do whatever it is. And this Cooper trade may just be the beginning, but it's huge. Absolutely huge for the Buffalo Bills, because after losing Stephon Diggs, after losing Gabe Davis, finally somehow finding a way to make it happen, though often with his legs, Allen has himself a number one receiver, right? He's got Cooper to come in and shoulder that load because it shouldn't be Curtis Samuel. It clearly isn't going to be Keon Coleman. Not yet. He's not ready. Khalil Shakir dealing with injuries. There's only so much you can favor Kincaid or Knox as shouldering that type of load. And even James Cook is having, you know, a little...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Bit of injury trouble last night, missing a game for the first time in his young career. They had to go out and do something to keep up with the Joneses, not only of the division, but throughout that conference. So again, really, really interesting stories happening in the NFL right now. You would think we're entitled to a game tonight, right? We had a game last night. Don't have to wait till Thursday for NFL news because it is trade day, apparently. Not even at the deadline yet. We're not even at Halloween yet. And yet there are freaking faces all over the place. Much more on the way. Coach will join us next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're back. Game time decisions. And, I got mad at myself during the break. You know, all that ranting and raving about Devontae Adams and Amari Cooper, you know, talking a little bit of baseball. And, you know, we had NHL tonight, the little Tom Brady jab or what. I didn't even mention my favorite NFL story of the day, and that's Russell Wilson somehow, it seems like, getting his job back instead of Justin Fields. I have so many thoughts on that that we'll save for a little bit later on in the show. Again, we'll talk plenty of football with Adam Kaplan, Dave Sharapan, a whole collection of people that are coming your way over the course of these couple hours. But the party really gets started here with our first guest. You know him very well if you're a loyalist here of Sports Grid TV, Sports Grid Radio, or even just outside of the grid, the Betting Above the Rim podcast. You can catch him. Coach James Young, he is the lead basketball analyst here on Sports Grid. He is on Twitter at Coach Young NJ. Coach, how you been, bud?
AK, we're almost there. I mean, we're almost there. I know we got the WNBA
1 week, baby.
You know, finals. You know, my Jets just got Devontae. And I'm going to give it to you straight. I am, people know I'm a Met fan, I'm a Jet fan, I'm a Knick fan, and I'm a Liberty fan. I am 48 years old, and I have one title. Good things don't happen to my teams. I'm hoping the Liberty change the script.
All right, so you have maybe a little more faith in the Liberty above all of those other teams is what you're telling me. Let's just start right there. The WNBA Finals, the Liberty, the Lynx, it's now effectively a best of three after these teams split their first two games. You know, back in game two, the Liberty were able to even up the set with a pretty convincing 14-point win at home. That came after, of course, narrowly dropping game one by a couple of points. Both games have been, you saw a higher scoring game one. It was a little bit more tame, a little bit more defense in game two. What are your expectations for tomorrow night in game three?
My expectations are, I think the Liberty is the better team. I like the Liberty coming into the season. I like the Liberty going into the playoffs. And I know that this team in Minnesota have had their number, but when you look at the New York Liberty, you have to look at their stars. They're three stars. Obviously, the play of Breanna Stewart getting seven steals. There goes Sabrina Ionescu, who had a great first half in game number two. Only took one shot in game number two in the second half, which actually showed me, AK, a little bit of maturity in Sab's game. Remember, game number one, she took the second most shots in the history of the WNBA Finals. Almost shot her team out of it. So she kind of changed up a little bit how she had played and really was the facilitator getting people set up. So who benefited of it? Obviously, we just talked about Breanna Stewart and her seven steals. But to me, when you get into the finals, it's those ancillary pieces that have to give you big minutes. How about Bonajelani Hamilton, right? Her career high, AK, in the playoffs, in her career, was 10 points. She scored 20 in game number two. Well, people don't realize that Bonajelani Hamilton, since 2019, has been a double-digit scorer. She was the best player on the Liberty before Jonquel, before Stewie, before Sloot, when Anesh came back from injury. People don't know how good Bonajelani Hamilton is. Then you look at the center position at the 6'6" monster out of GW and Jonquel Jones. Stretch five, inside out, it's her motor and her brain sometimes with her fouls and what holds her back. But the key thing that Liberty did, and it was so smart, is Leona Fonovich went into the starting lineup. This is a kid that is 24 years old as rookie. But think about this, AK. They go 6 foot, 6'4", 6'5", 6'6". They're huge. And that's been a big thing. When you look at Minnesota, listen, Nafisha Collier has been absolutely fantastic. And we can't say enough about Nafisha Collier, who I think was the second best player in the WNBA this season. Courtney Williams has been pretty good. But it's that player right there, Kayla McBride, is who is like the Jekyll and Hyde of this team. 22 points in game number one. 8 points in game number two. That's their shooter. You got to think about this. Between McBride, right? Between Williams, between Smith, they got three girls that can shoot the ball 40% from three. They have to shoot the ball well from three. They're only shooting 37% in the playoffs. The Liberty are the better team. AK, I don't think this goes back to New York. I think the Liberty's been the better team. Remember, they've been winning every game but 3 minutes. 3 minutes of the entire series, the Minnesota Lynx have led. I think the Liberty will find a way. The Leon Stewart, I think they win this in four.
Let's talk through some player props, and I do want to talk about the Liberty side. I know you're most passionate about the Liberty side, but you brought up an interesting player on the Lynx side, and that is, of course, McBride. You know, as you said, a shooter, and we look at what she did in game one, and you see the 2 of 6 from three-point range, and then in game two, it was 4 of 7 in game one and then 2 of 6 in game two. You can go over 2.5 threes for her at plus money, coach, which to me feels like such a no-brainer. I know it's not an automatic, it's not free money or whatever, but to get that at plus money when you know the volume is going to be there in terms of opportunity, how do you not place that bet?
I think you have to, because I think you have to lean on her to be able to get, because if you think Minnesota's going to compete, she's got to hit threes, right? She's got to be that person that stretches the floor, which then gives someone like Williams, who can drive and hit the three, and Fisha Collier, the ability to drive and create havoc, I would say. But to me, you got to look at a couple of players on the other side. Also, look at Bridget Carlton. Now, it's over 1.5 made threes at minus 188. So that's you can't really touch that, right, unless you think you're going to make 3+. You got to look at Laney Hamilton again. And look at Leona Fonovich at 1.5 made threes at minus 138. She didn't shoot the ball a ton. If I am Minnesota, I'm saying her. I need her to beat me. I can't let Jonquel get a double-double. I can't let Stewie take over the game. I can't let Inesi go off. I got to make the other players beat me. And that's why you look at Fonovich, you look at Laney Hamilton, and you look at McBride, three-point props, maybe the way to attack the game prop-wise.
We'll keep talking about this one.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
A little bit mixing some NBA, obviously. Like I mentioned earlier, Paul George news, the latest on his injury for the Sixers and what that looks like. Like Coach said, he's itching over there. It's right around the corner. NBA opening night, 1 week away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back here with Coach James Young. We're talking WNBA, of course, the finals, game three tomorrow. It is in Minnesota, mixing in some NBA as well. And I want to make sure we have plenty of time for the association. But let's just parting thoughts here, Coach, on the W for tomorrow as people take the next 24 hours to process how they want to bet this game, obviously. What are we chasing? You know, I've thrown you specific props, but are we going over on, yeah, I don't know, Stewie or Jones rebounds? We chasing the points over for Laney Hamilton? What's a favorite bet or two that you've got for this game tomorrow?
Let's throw a curveball. Let's look at series specials, which FanDuel's done a really good job of with the WNBA. I'm going to go with Sabrina Ionescu to make 2+ made threes at -135. The volume is going to be there. And if you take a look at her three-point prop for game number three, it's over 2.5. So if I think that she's going to be close, I like Sabrina Ionescu, who's going to get the volume, 2+ made threes in every game of this series at -135. Now, there's a couple other ways you can go with this one here is series leader in rebounds, okay? Jonquel Jones is the leader at +125. So if you like Jonquel Jones to lead the series in rebounding, you got to figure, what's the magic number? 8 rebounds a game? So if Jonquel can get you 8+ rebounds, how about the series special of Jonquel, 8+ rebounds every game at +150? So now we're getting ourselves a little bit of value here, and now we don't have to worry about, does she have to lead in rebounding? Jonquel Jones, 8+ rebounds at +150. I think that's something that you should want to take a look at here. And then obviously, we talked about the fact of Caleb McBride. You talked about the importance of Caleb McBride. If you like Caleb McBride to go over 2.5 made threes, you think she's going to do it the rest of the series. Caleb McBride, 2+ made threes, +195. So now what we're doing is we're dropping the prop a little bit. We're just hoping that they hit it in multiple games. McBride, 2+ made threes, +195. Jonquel, 8+ rebounds every game in the series, +150. Ionescu, 2+ made threes at -135 on FanDuel. Check it out.
All right, Coach, as we talked about, 1 week from now, opening night, the NBA, my Celtics, your Knicks, should be a lot of fun. The new-look Knicks and the very similar title-looking Boston Celtics, but a team in the East that is trying to threaten both, as we know, the Philadelphia 76ers. They've got their own formidable game, big three. You got to have trios now in the NBA. It's all the rage. It's been that way for a while. It's Joel Embiid and his injury concerns. It's Tyrese Maxey, and now it is the oft-injured Paul George. Now, he was banged up here in the preseason, and good results, I guess, in the big picture. Bone bruise in his left knee, but no structural damage. He'll be reevaluated in a week, so who knows? Could miss, obviously, the start to the season. Who knows how much time after that. But this is someone that in his final year with the Clippers last year played in 70-plus games for the first time since 2019. This is a guy who has missed a lot of time over the years. His tenure with LA, an absolute disaster. But this is, I mean, he is one of the poster children, Coach, for why I doubt Philadelphia. Why, you know, I look to your Knicks as a threat to Boston and some of these other teams that I will consider. But Philadelphia is just not really on my radar. They got to prove it to me.
Well, they also have to bring in a whole slew new of players. If you look at the Knicks, you know, yeah, they got new players. But if you look at Bridges, he played with Hart and obviously Brunson at Villanova. And I think Kat is seamless fit. You get concerned with Philadelphia because not just the injury history of Paul George, but the injury history of Joel Embiid and meshing those guys together. I think the Celtics are the clear team. By the way, I know this sounds crazy. Over under 223.5, I think there's maybe two of the best offenses in the NBA. So I think that game may be a little bit of a track meet. So I like that. But really quick, three season-long plays I want people to take a look at. Number one, the Spurs team win total over. I know they won 22 games. I think it's 35.5 or 33.5. They're going to be much better. I think Stephen Castle will have the best pro career out of all of those guys in that rookie draft. Rockets to make the play-in. They just missed it. So now it's the team to make 7-10. I think they find a way. They're doing a great job. And the layup of the year, Webby, Defensive Player of the Year, minus 155. I mean, if he plays 35 minutes, we're looking at 25-13-5-5. It's over. Give it to Wemby.
I was just happy to cash their team total under during his rookie year, but I might need to think about the over this year. Coach James Young, of course, hosts the Betting Above the Rim podcast, lead basketball analyst here on Sports Grid. You can get him on Twitter at CoachYoungNJ.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back here on Sports Grid, thanks for watching. If you are checking us out across the Sports Grid TV network or listening on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 159, we appreciate you. Thanks for hanging out with us. Again, got you until the 8 o'clock Eastern hour, talking through basically all things sports that are happening tonight, or in the case of obviously the WNBA Finals tomorrow. Our thanks again to Coach James Young for joining us for the first part of the show. Let's move over to baseball and hockey talk and start that party, because we got a few different guests that are going to come in and chime in on both of those sports. It begins, ladies first, right, with Joe Madden, one of my partners on Sunday afternoons for In-Game Live Pro Football Game Day. Joe, a host and analyst here on Sports Grid. Get her on Twitter, at Joe Madden Sports. Joe, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good today, Adam. I'm excited for the action out there on the diamonds as well as on the ice. I think we're in for a hot night.
Well, let's start with the diamond, because I know that hockey is, you know, probably the number one love for you, at least I'm assuming anyway, and we got a bunch of games, but in terms of level of importance here on this October night, obviously it's playoff baseball, and the Yankees trying for a 2-0 series lead in the Bronx on the Cleveland Guardians. Guards trying to even things up. I've seen a lot of people on Cleveland at plus money. How much of that is them truly believing the Guardians are going to win off of the 5-2 loss versus just chasing plus money? I'm not sure. I'll let you tell me. We got a pitching matchup of Gerrit Cole and Tanner Bibee. Now, Cole had very good success in his only appearance against Cleveland this year. It was 6 shutout innings, only allowed the 1 hit. That was back in late August. Meanwhile, Bibee has not seen Cleveland yet has not seen New York, so far over the course of this year. And one interesting note for both of these pitchers is that their teams are each 2-0 this postseason when they have started. So what gives tonight?
Oh, this is an interesting one, because I think a lot of people are riding here with the Cleveland Guardians, because with what we saw yesterday, the Dodgers unable to get that other win and the Mets being able to come back. And I think a lot of people are thinking here, we'll see the same thing out of the Cleveland Guardians. And now I like the Cleveland Guardians. I love their bullpen. And I do think that the Yankees are to get the win today. They have to get up, and they have to get up early in this game. I love what Gerrit Cole brings to the table, and I do think he'll have his way with the guards lineup. And Tanner, baby, he's strong, but I just don't know here. I think the Yankees at some point in this first five innings will go up by a run, but I don't think it's much more than that. I'm going to play the first five innings under 3.5 runs, and then the Yankees on the run line in the first five as well, laying that half a run. And that's coming in at -130, Adam.
Joe, do you have a favorite prop bet or anything before we switch gears to hockey? I know we've only got you for one segment.
You know what? When I'm looking at so little runs in this game, I'm not looking at it, but I do expect Aaron Judge over the course of the series to light things up. We know Soto was able to get that home run yesterday. Give me Judge for the home run if I'm playing any props.
So in the hockey world, there are 9 games tonight. I think there are some very interesting spots, and I'm very curious, obviously, as to your favorites. But where I do want to begin, and for people that are watching, they can, you know, see what you've got behind you there from his days in Calgary. The late Johnny Gaudreau, a tragic passing in a vehicular accident. He was, of course, killed while on his bicycle, he and his brother Matthew, in the offseason. There's going to be an emotional game tonight in the home opener for his latest team that he was playing for, the Columbus Blue Jackets. They'll match up against the defending Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers off their high-scoring win in Boston last time out. Now, the Blue Jackets, there's going to be a lot of energy in that building. Gaudreau's dad actually was at practice for the morning skate earlier today. They had what they called a Johnny skate. There's been a lot of people, again, on the Blue Jackets at plus money. It was as high as right around plus 140 at points, closer to plus 120 now. If ever there were a narrative street play, it is most certainly Columbus on the money line. But where do you fall on this game?
Adam, you just nailed it right there. The Columbus Blue Jackets, it's so hard to talk about what this team is going through, but also players of the Florida Panthers. Johnny Hockey meant everything to the hockey world, and he touched so many of these players. Columbus will be emotional tonight, and no one more emotional than Monahan. Monahan and Johnny Hockey were best friends, and you look at Meredith, the wife of Johnny Hockey, and he reminds him most, or her most, of him. And you know Monahan's going to show up in tonight's game. I really do think you look at Monahan for his points on the board tonight as a great way to make money. And I hate to say that because this is such an emotional game here, and it almost feels, I don't know, it feels wrong kind of betting this one. But Monahan for 2+ points at plus 440, 3+ points at plus 1500. We did see him get those points and one goal, two assists in his last game out there. He's on the top line and the top power play. He's going to come and he's going to play hard for Johnny Hockey out here. Now you can look at the Columbus Blue Jackets team total over 2.5 as well. I do think they get at least 3 goals in this matchup. I expect them to get the win with this emotional battle. You also have the Florida Panthers coming off the win over the Boston Bruins yesterday, Adam.
So for people that were looking at the screen, just saw your card, it's Blue Jackets and Blues. Another slight dog in their game tonight. Even money, you can get St. Louis on the money line, the contest against the Minnesota Wild. What do you like here?
Yeah, looking at the St. Louis Blues, I do think they come out strong. This is a scrappy team that never says die in their games, and it's a perfect live betting opportunity if the Minnesota Wild do go out first to come back in on the St. Louis Blues. I will take them pregame here. I like what they're bringing to the table. Jordan Binnington will get the start in net, and the Minnesota Wild, they lost their last 2 games, and both of those games went into overtime, one of those going to the shootout loss as well. So I'm looking for tired legs out of the Minnesota Wild. This is our 3rd game in 4 nights in this battle. And when we look at the St. Louis Blues, they have the rest advantage. They have the advantage in net. And this team is coming out strong at the faceoffs. They're winning those faceoff battles there. They're averaging right on 29 shots on goal. And how Gustafson has looked out there on the ice, even if the Wild give him the support, I expect the St. Louis Blues to be able to capitalize on the weaknesses and get the win tonight, Adam. This is also their opening.
Yes. When it comes to the Sharks and Stars, Joe, there's, you know, I mean, it's crazy. I mentioned earlier there are some heavy favorites, none heavier than obviously the hometown Dallas Stars in their own building, almost 4-1 favorites in this one. Clearly, there's no advantage to taking Dallas on the money line unless you're using it as a parlay leg or something like that. But you could do puck line for the Stars at a better number, or clearly chase the big plus money opportunity on the Sharks side of things. Makes me think back to last year when the Sharks, you know, were a really intriguing plus money play night after night because they were just pesky. They were always in games until late. They rallied from big deficits. They never went away. How would you attack this game?
You said it. This team never goes away, but Celebrini will be out of the lineup again. He's still on the IR. The young rookie who brings so much life to this offense. We'll still see Tyler Toffoli out there, and I do think he's a player we need to circle. Now, there is no value betting Dallas. Even on that puck line, I can't get behind the Dallas Stars in this matchup. Jake Oettinger has been fire in net. And when we look at Mackenzie Blackwood, he has absolutely struggled versus the Stars in his career. So I'm going to look at what's the weakness of both of these teams. Both of these teams allowing those shots on goal, Adam. The Sharks allowing the most shots on goal per game, and the Dallas Stars not far behind. So give me Tyler Toffoli for 4+ shots on goal. That's coming in at plus 215. And then Jason Robinson of the Dallas Stars, 4+ shots on goal at plus 188. I do think those shots are flying tonight.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Joe Madden is a host and analyst here on Sports Grid on Twitter at Joe Madden Sports. Make sure you check her out there. So we set it off the top of the segment, Joe. You like the Guardians tonight against the Yankees. Who ultimately wins that series, you think? Because we're only one game win.
I'm going with the Yankees. I think it's the Yankees and the Dodgers in the World Series. So, and you guys don't forget Logan Thompson versus his former team tonight for the Washington Capitals. I'm sprinkling in the shutout.
Perfect. We'll be back for baseball and hockey talk on the way. Tom Vecchio joins us next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Thanks again to Joe Madden. She helped us get the conversation started in the world of Major League Baseball, the playoffs, and of course, a big slate on the ice tonight in the NHL. Let's keep it going for the next couple segments with one of my good friends from Pro Football Today. Talk to him a couple times a week, Mondays and Thursdays here on Sports Grid to lead you into the primetime contest, the island games in the NFL. He doesn't just talk football, although I wish we were doing a little football because we have so much that has happened in the NFL today. But our focus here, baseball and hockey with Tom Vecchio, an analyst here on Sports Grid. You can get him on Twitter at Tom_Vecchio and the number one. Tom, how are you, bud?
I'm doing good. You know, we're coming off a game last night where, you know, I say we got things directionally right, where we knew it was going to be a big ground game for the Jets, and that's ultimately what we saw. In retrospect, it should have been like a Breece Hall, all his lines, rushing plus receiving, all the way over 100, which we didn't do, but we got a lot of things right, a few things wrong. Crazy day of the NFL, crazy week coming up. We got some MLB tonight, some NHL. I'm ready to roll.
All right, so what do we anticipate tonight in the Bronx as the Guardians are obviously trying to even up this ALCS and make it a best of, five at this point, I guess.
Right. Laying -168 in the playoffs or any number around there, I think it's just a bit too much, kind of regardless of the pitcher. Unless it was like prime DeGrom or Scherzer, I don't think you can really be going to that type of number. So ultimately, I like Cole under 5.5 strikeouts. It was sitting at -135. This is a low season for him in terms of Cole standards when it comes to his strikeout rate. It's only at 25%, a little bit lower, obviously, in the postseason. I will say I do like Josh Naylor for an RBI. I was sitting up at +190. Naylor's kind of had his number over the past few years, and so does J-Ram, but J-Ram's just been struggling at the plate overall in this postseason, especially in the recent series versus the Tigers. So I kind of like a little sprinkle on Naylor, Josh Naylor, that is, not Bo Naylor, at +190 for an RBI.
Yeah, it's funny you bring him up because I saw some people just in, you know, the different people that I pay attention to in the space and what they're saying about games and, you know, occasionally tail that type of thing. It wasn't the Josh Naylor shout out. It was actually Bo Naylor, except it was the other way. It was playing his under on hits, runs, RBIs, the HRR, because he has just been dreadful. I mean, the guy has been hitless for X number of at-bats in a row. He can't do anything right. And yet you could still play that at, I don't know, it was right around -115, -120. You know, there's so much luck involved, obviously, in the sport of baseball both ways as to whether a guy, you know, exceeds that number or gets held hitless. But if you're playing the odds and you're looking for something that is a more favorable opportunity, it seems like Bo Naylor doing nothing tonight and just watching paint dry is a good investment.
Yeah, I would say so. I would have to double check. I didn't see their lineup, but I'm assuming he's in the bottom three or four of their lineup, which also puts him at risk to be pinch hit, which is great if you have that under. Gets up once or twice, then all of a sudden later in the game, they pinch hit for him, and then you're just free and clear.
Great point. Absolutely. So you mentioned Cole, obviously, and looking under at his Ks, and he has been, you know, kind of inconsistent in that way. Like, I look at him and I think, oh, we, you know, for one, it's a favorable number because, like you said, it's under 4.5. And I think in his couple of postseason starts so far, we've only seen 4 strikeouts in each game so far. But even earlier, the one time that he saw the Guardians this year, going back a month and a half, I guess, you know, almost 2 months, he had 2 strikeouts. He pitched great, but he only had 2 strikeouts and 5 walks. So he just had trouble fanning guys in that lineup. So what about the other side? Anything with Bybee that you would do?
I don't. We've seen a pretty quick hook for some of the Guardians pitchers, so I can't trust going to him. I think he's a talented pitcher overall, but a road environment. There is a little bit of wind blowing out. It's about 10 miles per hour. It is on the cooler side in the mid-50s, but 1 or 2 long balls, as we saw last night, I think a pitcher could get pulled early. Either way, it could be cold as well.
Bybee, it's not as though he's never seen batters on the other side, but he hasn't faced them this year. And, right, you know, so there's that element of things. He's pitched twice in the postseason. Guardians have won both those games, but he hasn't had a long leash. He hasn't been out there much. Yeah. Just 8 2/3 total innings, 2 runs allowed, 9 strikeouts, 3 walks. He's largely been in control. Again, his team has won both of those outings. So all good, obviously. I mean, long gone are the days, I guess, of long, impressive, you know, complete game level quality starts, whatever they may be. But that's okay. Eat some innings to whatever degree you can, then get the bullpen involved. That being said, the fact that he is at least, you know, the two sides equally unfamiliar with one another here in 2024, who's the advantage for in that case?
I think it has to be Cole, just based on pedigree. And like you said, he didn't rack a ton of strikeouts the one time they faced him. The Guardians are a disciplined team at the plate. They've kind of been that way over the past few years. You'll always see them at like 19 or 20% striker rate versus righties generally. And that's awesome. Super disciplined. The knock for them is that they've never had a ton of power. They've always just kind of like been a hit and run team, single, double, single, a walk, because they're not wasting opportunities at the plate. So I would give the edge to Cole in terms of the pitching matchup, but I do still like it for the Guardians. I think they can put up some runs tonight.
So that in mind, if we're, you know, we saw the Yankees clear the run line with ease yesterday. It was a 5-2 win. In this particular contest, you know, there's not a lot of value. It's not a terrible number, but not a lot of people want to lay minus 175 on the money line. They prefer to use it as a parlay piece or whatever it may be. Would you go right back to the run line there for the Yankees if you have that kind of conviction they're going to win?
No, I can't do the run line, especially in the playoff games that we've seen, especially against the Royals. Later innings, where we're coming down to one or two hits that change the game, which is a one or two run difference. You would be sweating it out to the very end. That's just not something, as a Yankees fan, I want to be comfortable with at all.
Well, and the fact that they're the home team, obviously, so you're losing a bat right there. We'll do some hockey in the next segment. Last moments of this segment, any early thoughts on the NLCS and their next game tomorrow?
I play the under again. I know we had a few runs yesterday, but that was out in LA. It's going to be nice and cool over in Queens. I will say I have a very, very small play on to Luke Weaver in the ALCS MVP market. I want to hop back there real quick. He picked up a save last night. He had a couple saves against the Royals. If they put him out there in these high leverage situations and we see one home run from Soto, one from Stanton, and no one else on the offense does anything, we're not going to get another massive start out of Cole. The Yankees close out the series quickly. It could be a Luke Weaver ALCS.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Yes, MVP.
Well, New York is definitely buzzing right now. Between the Bronx tonight, City tomorrow, everything going on with the Jets and that big trade. WNBA, you name it, man. It's nonstop for New York. How about some hockey on the other side with Vecchio?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back here on Sports Grid, it's Game Time Decisions. Adam Kaufman, Tom Vecchio is here. We're talking through, well, it was a lot of baseball before. Let's move to the ice. Tom's a big hockey guy as well, and we have got 9 games on the sheet tonight, and just a function of obviously where you want to put your money. You got a lot of options, a lot of intriguing plus money options, some very heavy favorites in this one. I've invested in some plus money chances. One of those, we talked about it a little bit with Joe Maddon earlier, Columbus Blue Jackets, emotional home opener tonight, obviously, after the offseason passing of Johnny Gaudreau. As Joe mentioned, it does feel, you know, sort of off color to talk about, you know, opportunities to make money in a setting such as that. But obviously it's, you know, people are going to bet no matter where we are at in the world. And so is this one of those narrative street plays that you think at plus money is worth investing in?
On the Blue Jackets money line, I have no problem going there. It's a really tough game. That's what it comes down to, because we're working with a lot of different things. The emotional factor, Columbus is just not a good team, and it sucks to say, but that's the reality. Florida is a far superior team, but they are without they're going to be without Alexander Barkov and Matthew Tkachuk. They're not playing. They're both out. So they are downgraded in terms of their skill overall, but we have this team dealing with this big emotional game at home. They've been on the road the first few games of the season, so I have no problem going to the Blue Jackets money line there. You want to go to the 60-minute line, which means they have to win in regulation. You'll get even better odds at that, but it's a really tough game. It's the reality of it.
Tom, one spot I really like, and it's one situation that actually feels a little bit rare tonight, tonight's card, that you can get inside of minus 130, and that is the Golden Knights on the road at the Capitals. Vegas is off to a 3-0 start. We've only seen the Caps play one game so far this year. It's a weird start to the NHL season with, you know, a few teams playing one game, some already playing three or four. It'll all obviously even itself out. But it's early for me to say, oh, the Caps, the defense sucks. You know, they allowed five goals in the one game. But again, it was one game. I do think we've seen enough of the Golden Knights to say, yeah, that offense is pretty good, though. 15 goals through three games, an average of five per. I think seeing them, again, not as a heavy, heavy favorite, but right around minus 125, minus 130, even on the road, that's intriguing to me. What about you?
I actually don't like Vegas tonight. I think Vegas is awesome. I'm going to be on Vegas long-term this year, but I actually don't like betting on good teams when they're on winning streaks. I actually prefer betting on good teams when they're on losing streaks. Because we are dealing with, like, hockey's a kind of a wacky sport like baseball. Like, weird stuff happens, and, like, one puck bounce can change the outcome of an entire game. So, on the road, like, I don't want to say, like, they're due for a loss because Vegas is the better team in this situation. And if they were at home, that line would be close to 2-1. So, I don't like betting on good teams when they're on winning streaks. I know it sounds weird, but if Vegas were to lose this game, sign me up for the next game wherever they're at.
So how about, in your mind, a good team that maybe is off to a little bit of a struggle to start the year? Where do you invest tonight, if there's one?
That's going to Vancouver tonight, and I also really like the Preds. But let's start with Vancouver. This is a team that has Stanley Cup aspirations. They're a team that, you know, got to the first round. They didn't get past it. They had some injuries in goal. I'm turning to shot props, which are some of my favorites across literally any sport. And let's go to JT Miller, over 2.5 shots. It was sitting at plus money. Or three plus shots at plus 105. He's the center on the top line. He plays on the first power play. He is going up against his former team in the Lightning. I'm going to throw that in there. Tampa's only played one game. They were going up against the Canes. They led 65.5 total shot attempts against per 60 minutes in 5v5 situations. That's bad. Now, Vancouver off to this 0-0-2 start. They lost both games in overtime or shootout. They had leads in both games, and they blew those leads. This is a team that needs to rebound very, very clearly, and it needs to come from their best player. So top-line center needs to get it done. They need to put some pressure on offense for three-plus shots at plus 105.
Do you have a favorite dog on the board tonight?
Favorite dog on the board tonight? Not off the top of my head. I would have to double check the lines. Like, I think there's value in going to the Blackhawks. I think that's fine at plus 122. The Flames have been running hot, no pun intended. They're coming off a big emotional win. They just beat the Oilers in the Battle of Alberta over the weekend. I think the Blackhawks are going to be better this year than they were last year. So I don't mind a little sprinkle there as well.
Yeah, I think there are definitely some intriguing spots. Another favorite that I do like is, and this is a heavy favorite, you may want to even consider the puck line here, Carolina. Obviously, Hurricanes are in a favorable spot, but it's hard to want to lay that kind of number at borderline minus 160, 165, when there obviously are some other spots that are worth attacking maybe beforehand. Tom Vecchio, he's on Twitter at Tom_Vecchio, and the number one. Tom, thanks for hopping on, bud.